after some fine performances this year,
some really good innings.
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Radio Royalty joins us this hour, Fat, in the form of Andy Lee. And we revisit a day where everything went wrong for you. But next, we've found an excuse to replay you and Stifler's mum, and yeah. I love it.
What do you think of that, Bill?
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
Very glad that what's said in the studio during the song is not heard by anybody.
Rush Hour.
Completely inappropriate.
In the picture theatre.
No, completely inappropriate. Now, Jennifer Coolidge.
Look at Whitney.
Oh, no. She's quite rightly disgusted with Bill.
Yeah.
Jennifer what Coolidge, happened? AKA Stifler's mum.
Yes.
Has said, well, speaking to Variety, that the role she played in American Pie. We'll have a listen.
You know, I got a lot of play of being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about there were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there were about like 200 people that I would have never had slept with.
Oh,
crikey.
So, that's Jennifer speaking to Variety.
Yes, Jim.
I'm taking you back here to 2011.
That voice.
It was the first year we did this show, and Luke Tunnicliffe decided, because Jennifer was coming into the studio, it'd be fun to reenact the famous scene
with Finch.
With Finch and Stifler's mum, with Bill as Finch. So they got the scripts drawn up.
I wasn't.
And Jennifer was great.
She was up for it.
I'll have a go.
She was up for it.
So we sat there. Basically, the two of them were sitting on the couch between the two studios.
Yes.
And even before it started, Bill was unnerved.
Exactly.
By Jennifer.
I was.
There was something about Jennifer that Bill couldn't cope with.
No.
And then it got started, and what happened, Bartholomew, is in the top two or three funniest things I've ever been witness to.
Ah, Stifler's mum. Thank you for letting us have a great party.
I think I've got it, Jim.
Oh, as if there were any alternative in the matter. Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm three sheets to the wind, ma'am.
He's so bad. gosh, I'm so happy for you. It takes the edge off, doesn't it? And where might your date be?
No date. Bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Never mind. Have you anything to drink around here?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
No, that's what the Cretans drink. Oh. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. Yeah, I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it. Why don't you go grab the glasses? They're behind the bar.
I think I should.
Mr. Finch. Are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, I am. Ma'am?
You know what? You're gonna get it, Bill.
Shit, Jim. What do I do now?
Hey, Jen, he's gone off in the holster. I've never seen
Jim.
Oh, my God.
That's embarrassing.
I tell you, that is as funny as anything I've ever heard and seen.
She had something about
no,
it.
No, Bill, you completely went to pieces.
I know. I didn't have a game.
No, you had no game.
No, nothing. You're right.
And she had plenty.
She had plenty of game. So I was a bit, what do you call it?
It's a bit like The Graduate.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman. It was a bit like that. Dustin just didn't know what to do or where to look. Mm. And Bill just completely was overwhelmed.
It was. Exactly.
So you were nowhere near number 201.
I think I might.
No.
You don't know that, Jim.
Oh, no, I do know that.
A couple of frothies and then I was a lot better.
No chance.
No, I was a lot better. I loosened up a bit.
Bill.
What do you think of that, Bill?
See that.
What do you think of that, Bill?
That just gets me, Jim. With you.
Oh, give me that.
I hear that.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
Jim. Jim.
What was going through your head?
Yeah. I was trying to act. I'm not a great actor. I probably won't make too many movies, I wouldn't have thought.
Don't reckon.
No. And then I could feel, you know, when you feel the vibe from you get, Jim? Sometimes you're out for a drink and you know you're a chance.
Oh, no, Jim.
And other times.
That wasn't it.
Other times you know you're in the wrong swimming pool. Like, they're just too good or they're too mature or whatever it is. And that's where I was. I just felt like a little puppy dog. And I tried my hardest and then I just needed some help.
Honestly, Rabs, when Jennifer got to that line, and then he's like, honestly, he just looked at me in these eyes were like dinner plates, and he just went,
Jim.
Shit, Jim. Yeah.
Well, you can see the video on our socials tonight, so make sure you look.
201
and Stifler's mum.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They're the colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, Torquay's, and teal.
Torquay's
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
Our next guest has been keeping busy with TV, radio, podcasting, and writing a book.
Very busy.
Very, very, very busy.
In fact, he's so busy, our network had to resort to Plan B for our marquee event.
Didn't you get invited to go to Sydney a couple of weeks ago? Because they had this big listener app thing and didn't see you up there.
No.
Or Hamish.
You only went because they didn't want to go.
No, I got invited.
On your invite was my name crossed out.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
In he comes and looking tanned and summery.
Greatest day of the year for us. Harry Mackay, 7 years.
Yes.
It's like Christmas.
Charlie Curnow on 6.
Yes.
Sam Walsh on 4.
Yep.
Mackay on 7. That's a lot of money in 3 players.
No, they all just want to be there, Bill.
No, they don't.
They're all taking haircuts.
7 years, a long time.
It's a long time.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
7 meters doesn't mean they stay there that long.
No, well, Brody Grundy, we were talking about that earlier.
Absolutely.
That was Hamish and Andy. They were always 7 years.
Seven years. No, Hamish and I went the other way because we were always so worried about not wanting to do it. Like, we always thought the show was at its best if we were pumped to do it.
Mm.
So the network get really pissed off with us.
Yep.
Because we found ourselves negotiating every year or every other year. Yep. Every other year.
Yeah.
So we only, the maximum deal we've ever done is 2 years.
Wow. Jim, what Bill gets 1 year. He's on 1 year deal.
6 months. Yeah, I thought it'd be monthly for Bill.
Jim's on a big 3-yearer.
Yeah, well, I love how you roll down at St Andrews Beach with your joint down there where you've got the spa.
Yep.
And then the plasma TV outside to watch Carlton game.
Yeah.
Have you got a weeing rule? Like, how long are you allowed to be in there before you actually have to leave and go to the toilet?
There is a no weeing rule. We've convinced the nephews that we've got that special dye in the pool. So if the wee comes out and it turns purple. But if there's no females around, you can stand up. Yeah. And just point, shoot over
the fence.
farm.
Just straight into the garden behind. But it gets such a workout, that TV, particularly when the cricket's around. We come out looking like 150-year-old pruned people. Because the longest session we ever did was something, it was over 12 hours.
Wow.
In the
spa, because we'd gone, it was a couple of games of footy, and then we flicked it over to Wimbledon.
Yep.
And we said, let's just go to bed when this finished. And it turned out to be the second longest Wimbledon match of all time. It was the fifth setter that went to kind of 27, 29.
Oh, remember that?
The water had evaporated so much. So we're all kind of lying on our backs trying to keep warm. Yeah. It was so cold. But yeah, it was in a soup and it was disgusting.
Oh, what about when you go to Bali and the boys are in the pub when you all those got a few tattoos on them and just drinking bing tang?
Sitting in the pool.
In the pool drinking. And you go and play golf, come back 6 hours later. They've
still
moved.
There.
Have not moved.
Strong bladders, you reckon?
Oh, no, yellow water. It actually turns yellow. Like a Barocca. Another 6 months, another book, I see.
Yeah, another kids' book out for people who are interested or got kids.
These have gone berserk, these books.
Been heaps of fun to make, actually. So, yeah, inspired by my nephews. But this one's called Do Not Open This Book for Eternity. But also through Listener, the app, for people who know, I've recorded the audio books. So if you want 6 minutes away from your child,
yep.
Yes, you can. It's a free app, listener. You can download the audiobooks. Let me read them to sleep, and you have a bit of time off for any parents out there.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep.
More with Andy Lee next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell us what happens behind the scene.
Oh, he put an S in very late.
Andy Lee has stuck around.
Now we're getting into golf time. Ooh, as soon as daylight savings hits and you get that slightly longer day, yep. A-Lee, you hit the golf course.
A-Lee.
Yeah. Yes. It's passionate.
It's the best time of year. Apparently, well, still rumours that we're going to get a LIV tournament out here in Australia.
Yeah, how good.
Which would just be extraordinary. Yep. All the people that were poo-pooing the Saudi-backed golf tournaments would be suddenly going, bring it on, have as many as you like.
Well, my mate plays Wade Ormsby, and I think the next one's in Bangkok, I reckon. Mm. And I was very tempted to try and go. Yeah. I reckon it'd be the best fun ever.
Oh, I reckon they're putting together a good show, whether you like Norman or not.
No, exactly.
He certainly stirred it up.
Oh, he reckons they are brilliant. Like, there's music thumping around everywhere.
Yep.
The play is quick. They've really sped up the speed of play, which is what you want.
Plus, the money's good. That's why Orms would like it.
Well, no, I think the players enjoy that bit. But he's talking more about the spectacle. They have a really good experience.
Have you ever played any of those tournaments where they have that hole where it's pretty messy?
Oakley used to do it, I reckon. I played it one where they had that and got abused soundly.
Of course you would have.
The Porty Pro-Am used to do the same thing in the Morning Peninsula.
Do you know it's back this year?
It is.
Yes.
And they used to have a Crown Lager tent on about the 12th that would spill into the tee box on the 13th. And it was the short par 4 where if you had the guts, you could go for it, but it's actually not a smart play at all.
No.
Everyone went for it because you've got about 200 blokes telling you you're a pussy if you don't go for it. And they're not quiet when you're in your backswing at all. They're just yelling at you.
I don't know who it was. It had happened before me at that Oakley hole where the Oakley bloke was standing there and he said, yeah, it was a footballer, but I don't know which one. He was copping abuse so strongly that he actually turned around and aimed at him.
Did he?
They all grabbed themselves. They all dived down under the seats.
Yes, nice. New type of golf.
Because it used to have the Torquay Pro-Am back in the day, and then 2 days later be the Portsy Pro-Am, and they were wild. They were wild, both of them, mate. They were the good old days. I had a beautiful shot, the incoming.
Oh, gym, you did, Bill.
Like a 5-iron when I was probably only 100 out.
Yeah.
Anyway, bounced on the concrete.
Yeah.
And bounced onto the roof of the Torquay Golf Club.
Yeah.
And I actually climbed up the back because I was on the roof, climbed up the back of the Torquay Golf Club and had my stick and hit it off the roof.
Yeah,
like, back in the day, you should
What's
have seen him
you,
come
Bill?
Running. Get off, get down there, mate.
Have I
told you the story Bill Murray told me about golf? This is the great actor, Bill Murray.
He's just been playing in the Dunhill Links.
Hamish and I got sent over to interview him in Cannes in France.
Yep.
France. and for Fox FM back in years and years ago, it was our first ever interviews. And I knew I couldn't ask about golf because they'd be really angry with me.
Yep.
And they have little shot clocks on your interview time because it's all going to be really good. So the timing was going down. I had 13 seconds left. And I said to Bill Murray, quickly, before I go, have you ever had a hole in one? And he turns to his mind and says, stop the clock.
Oh.
And then goes into this story.
Beautiful.
And he says that he's there with his caddy, and I can't remember the course, but the sun's going down, and he hits this ball. He says he flushed it. He gets up there, can't see the ball. They're looking around before he's in this bunker, as they're kind of foraging, before his caddy goes, it's in the hole, Mr. Murray.
Mr. Murray,
it's in the hole. So he goes up to the clubhouse. He's keen to shout the clubhouse. For people who don't know, if you have a hole in one, you're meant to go in and buy everyone a drink. The clubhouse is closed.
Oh,
it's after hours.
Good.
Goes out the back, smashes the bathroom window, gets in through the window, goes, opens the door, lets his caddy in, and is there with three fingers of whiskey each with him and his caddy as the police arrive. Guns out. And he says, sorry, guys, I just had a hole in one. I need to have a drink. And the police went, as you are, Mr.
How good.
Great seeing you. Jump onto the book. By the way, do not open this book. This is
Number eight.
Yeah, for eternity.
Yeah.
Eternity. So jump all over that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill.
Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
We all
smoothly handled. Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
In Thailand for a week.
Oh, Gaff?
No.
Not with Gaff.
Not with Gaff. Right. Never ran into Gaff.
Good.
I'm there with Lisa, of course. Oh, and we went to the Intercontinental, which was about half an hour from the joint we were staying at.
Yeah.
because Lise had heard that they had the best wellness spa on the island.
Wellness?
Yeah, because the Thai massage is world famous, of course. And obviously when you have them in Thailand, and the invoice is reasonable.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. But,
it's a fair dinkum massage.
Well, proper. Yeah, we get there, and the lady asks, after we've worked out what we're having, the lady asks if we want the massage together or separate.
Oh, Jim.
Together. So, Bill.
Yes,
Jim. Now, Bill.
Don't be an idiot.
He's such an idiot.
I'm imagining.
Look at the stupid head on
it. I'm imagining.
The beds are about a metre and a half apart. And, Bill.
You're both nude.
We started with the body, full body scrub.
But you've got no clothes on,
no,
both
you've
of you.
Got these stupid hospital undies.
Oh.
They're like hardly bloody worth putting on, but they're, anyway.
You'd be
full body scrub.
Ooh,
yeah, ever body. Had one of them?
I can't say I have, Jim, no. So full Bill, body.
They basically, ever had one, rabbits?
Yes, I have, in Thailand.
They rub sort of sandy soap all over you, yeah, rough soap. All
exfoliate.
Over exfoliate.
The whole body.
Whole body, well, pretty much the whole body. Right. So that, Bill.
Yeah.
That, and it was taking me 54 years to have one of them. It was unbelievably good.
Oh,
real good.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is where it gets slightly interesting.
Oh, what's happened?
Well, they finished the scrub.
Yeah.
And then at the back of where this amazing place was, actually it was beautiful, they had this Roman sort of shower bath set up.
Oh.
Beautiful. Huge, great big shower head times two, and then huge bath, and it was a beautiful place. Lady goes out the back, starts running the showers. So I hear them thumping away. Yeah. And then she comes in and she said, right, you need to go and get under the shower and get rid of all of the scrub so you can come back and start the whole massage.
Both of you.
So, Bill, look at the head on it.
No.
Look at the stupid head on it.
Yes.
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Right, you can see his brain.
I can see what's...
So under the shower, I'm getting the soap off.
Nude.
Well, that stage you're nude, Bill, yeah. You've taken those stupid underpants off. They give you another set to put back on.
In your partner.
So Lisa's a metre away under her shower. Bill.
Don't tell me you.
Fair to say, one part of my anatomy responded. But Bill.
No, Jim. Jim.
Bill, it's a very rare scenario.
Very rare indeed.
We've been together 8 years.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many times we've been in the shower at the same time.
Nude.
Well, Bill.
Jim,
I'm finished.
Don't tell me, Jim.
Bill, I'm finished in the shower.
Don't tell me.
And we've had to get sort of dry and then put those stupid underpants back on to go back and resume the massage, Bill.
Oh, no, Jim.
And Bill, these beautiful Thai ladies, aren't they, Rabs?
Yes.
Standing there with the sheep, ready for you to walk back out, and then you lie down and
you pole vaulted. Oh,
Bill,
Jim,
I'm trying to put these stupid bloody plastic undies on. They're barely covering anyway.
Yes, they would.
And Bill,
yes.
Oh, no, Lisa Jim. Is pissing herself laughing. She thinks it's the funniest thing ever. She's out there going, babe, come on.
Come on.
Ready to resume the message.
And you're just taking your time.
Bill, very, very embarrassing
Jim.
It was.
Jim. Which gives me an idea for a phoner, Jim.
What?
Yep. I've got an idea for one.
Phone topic.
Yep.
What's that?
When have you cracked a fat?
No,
Jim. They'll come for it, Jim. 1-3-3-5-3, it'll work.
No, Bill, we are not doing that.
Crack one
no, Bill.
Covers.
Jim.
Like one of those marquees.
Pakistani marquees.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's just gone, Jim! Look! So Whit, our producer, comes and helps me get in because my pass was in my calling bag and only had the one I took to Colac.
Dopey.
So down the front, I'm waiting in the boom gate. Whit jumps in. She's chuckling away.
Chuckling.
I said, what are you laughing at? She goes, I'm laughing at the day Bill's had.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
So he takes his car out to be serviced.
Ringwood.
Yep.
Mazda.
And in the car were his house keys.
Yes.
Yep.
And his pass to get into work.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
So while he was waiting because he didn't want to get to work too early, he went to Gazman.
There's a sale on there.
Bought some Triple XL. He got 25% off because he became a member.
No, I am a member. Yes. I am a member.
So 25% came
good
off.
Good sale.
But while he's in there getting the Triple XL Gazman, $95 parking fine.
$92. parking fine. Can you believe
$92
that?
$92 parking fine.
Yeah.
So then when he comes in here without his pass, he just leaves the car on the street.
Yeah.
So Witt's got to go down and move his...
And this isn't his car, is it?
No, it's not his car. He just leaves it on the street. So our producer's got to go down and actually bring his car
in. I didn't ask that. Jim, I paid for that.
Then he goes to the paper shop deli and runs into Toby Mitchell.
No. Yes. And Joe.
And craps himself.
No, I didn't. I mean,
of course you did.
But
they haven't finished.
Oh, what else have I done today?
Then a listener sends in some Bill Brownless memorabilia for Bill to sign and includes an envelope for it to all be sent back to the listener.
Yes.
But the listener also very kindly puts a $20 note in there for Bill to buy himself a couple of beers, which Bill accepts.
Bloody oaf.
Oh, Bill.
I had to sign about 8 cards.
Put that back in the envelope and send it back to old mate.
I wrote a posted note to him saying, thanks for the froffies.
Bill.
Well, Whitney, hey, you got a coffee out of it, Rabs. Well, you love.
No, I did.
And Country and Western Whitney out here, she got a coffee out of it, and I got a muffin.
You don't take $20 off a listener.
A poppy seed muffin. Beautiful, Jim, my favourite. So
why didn't you put the $20 towards your parking fine?
Yeah.
Well,
why didn't you just give the $20 back? You earn enough money.
No, I don't. That's a problem. You take
it
all.
And you had your stupid haircut.
Yeah, and I've had my haircut.
Yeah, you look like you're new.
Guess how much?
Doctor Evil.
How much?
$25. He's there for 3 minutes.
For number one, $25.
He doesn't do anything.
Well, listen to the day he's had.
Oh, Jim, fair dinkum.
Oh, Dave's Brownless.
How do you reckon I'm going to get in my house tonight? How am I going to get in my house?
Well, I don't understand anything that you're saying.
I haven't got any keys.
No, we just said that. You left them out in Ringwood.
I know. Well, how am I going to get in my house? I'm going to have to break into my new house.
How are you doing?
It's three levels up. Fat will climb up and you watch, I'll fall in the garden and break. So I've had a, sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have a shit
you've
day.
You've had a shocker.
Bill.
Look at him.
At least I turned up here.
It's a comedy, your life.
My horse just run, Mississippi,
come
second.
Last.
Second. Fair dinkum. I'm going home to bed.
Yep.
Well, I got up too early. I'm not an early morning riser, Jim.
September, Brownless. No. Just things go wrong. As soon as you get into September, stuff goes wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Bloody $92 parking fines. Sucked That's in. Unfair.
Yep. Oh, well, Bill, guess what?
What?
The only way. Yes, and the plastic population.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I could see ahead that this bloke was going to be a superstar.
You'd never even heard of him.
Matty Bell at Dover.
Oh.
JB and Bill, we are live from the San Remo Hotel.
Oh, and we've got our head of Digital Huey down here. It's his birthday today, if you don't mind.
Ethan.
Have a look at him. So he's happy to be here down at the San Remo Hotel for his birthday. Get a smile on your face, Huey.
Come on, listen. It's Ethan, Jim,
here we go with the quiz. So, Bill, what are you doing?
Well, I've got all the natives lined up here. They're all ready to go. And I'm going to ask, I think 10, but if it goes a bit long, I'm going to shorten it up, Jim.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I've learnt over the weekend.
Have you? Yeah.
We'll shorten it all up. Hello, Dale. Sorry you're not in the quiz. Keep going. I thought, I'm going all right here. Don't worry about that.
No, you're not.
I might have to camp the night in the RV van. Righto, here we go.
Your room number.
No, here we go. Now, guess who we've got first, Jim?
Who we got first up?
Slug.
Oh, no.
Hello, Slug. Welcome.
Slug. How you going, Bill?
Do you work here at the pub?
Yes, I do. The odd occasional Saturday shift.
Good. What else do you do, Sloke?
I am a Sparky, so San Remo Electrical for all your electrical...
Righto, shut up, Sloke. What? Here we go. What time are the pelicans fed here on the bridge? What time?
12 o'clock.
Yes!
One from one.
I'll give him an easy
away.
One, when, what date is the MotoGP on this year?
I'm going to say late October. I'm going to go the 27th of October.
Bad luck, Slug. Out. Oh, bad luck.
It's the end of Slug.
Come on. No. Who we got? Brendan. Go, Brendo.
Hey, go.
What do you do, Brendo?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, yeah. Look like you just got out, to be honest. But anyway, when is the MotoGP? When is it? What date? I'll give you, you can have three. It's over the weekend, right?
14th of October.
Yes, Jimmy boy. 14th to the 16th of October. Let's go down here. What is the collective term for knives, spoons, and forks?
What?
It's a general knowledge question.
What the hell?
The collective term. Brando, come on.
Gathering.
Gathering. Fair dinkum.
What are we dealing with?
I knew that one would get him down here at San Remo,
really?
Jim.
Yeah, okay.
No, here we go. Who's up next? Come on. Come on, big Kurt. How are you, Captain?
All right, how are you?
What do you do?
Landscaper.
Oh, he looks like a big, tough landscaper too. Got a big beard. What is the collective term for knives, spoons and forks?
Cutlery.
There we are.
Yes, well done. Who told you that, Kurt?
No, me, but he's the teacher.
Oh, you think that, the teacher would know. What is the name of the rock formation seen near the Penguin Parade out near the seal colony? Come on, Kurt. It's a local question.
The Nobbies?
The Nobbies, hey! Yes! How many is that? I've lost count.
I think that's four. Yep.
No, a couple of more. Which three grounds have hosted the last three AFL Grand Finals, Kurt?
Couple of more.
The Gabba.
And there's going to be six.
And Optus Stadium.
Yeah, three grounds.
MCG.
Hey?
MCG.
Oh, Kurt! Well done!
The captain!
Wow! Kurt's on fire.
Up and about.
Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton?
Philip Orland.
And?
Gippsland Power.
And?
Carlton Reserves.
Oh, no. What the hell?
That's all
nothing.
Right.
Nothing. No, off.
Oh.
We've got to know a local legend better than that.
Well, he did play for Philip Orland, but anyway, bad luck. We'll give you a prize, Kurt. Don't go anywhere.
Triple M prize pack.
Triple M prize pack for Captain.
For you. Yep.
Here's Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
What do you do, Glenny?
Construction supervisor.
Well, that means nothing, and you get paid well. Is that right?
Not really.
No. Righto. Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton? AFL team. Come on, Glenn.
The Goldie.
No, not the Gold Coast. Come on.
Close.
Here's Floss. Hello, Floss.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you do, Flossie?
Own a laundromat, a linen service and a caravan park.
Wow. Geez, you're a good catch. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, geez, I thought old Anthony William might just slip into the caravan park tonight. Floss.
Oh, my God, what an offer.
Flossie?
No. Come on.
Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton? And it was up in Queensland way.
So I'm going to have a crack at Brisbane.
Yes.
Here we are.
Here we go. Two more. Name, and then you get the whole prize here. Name one of today's specials at the San Remo Hotel. I want the soup special, please.
Sam.
Capsicum?
Capsicum what?
Soup.
And potato, but I'll give you that.
You've got two more questions.
Well, I'm running out of questions.
Right.
Which tennis player has announced they are evolving away from tennis? She, there's a hint, is not retiring. She's going to evolve away from tennis.
I want to say Serena Williams.
Why don't you say that?
Oh, Serena Williams.
Yes! Righto. What is the name of the annual Hot Rod Festival that's held here? What's that called?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Floss. Oh, you live here. You've got a bloody caravan park.
I organise this function. Oh, my God.
Floss, come on.
It is the Hot Rods.
No, it's called something else by...
Oh, Leroy.
Yeah. Well, you got time. No, bad luck. Give us something. We'll give
Triple M prize pack.
Because I organise a lot of the stuff for the San
Francisco. No, Floss, you should have probably known that. Don't worry, you get a pack here. Give something to Floss. Righto, Frosty, come on here. Just walk in here. You name the annual Hot Rod Festival.
Custom rods and cars.
Yes!
Yes, great.
Well, good. So no feedback tomorrow. Well done. What do you do, Frost?
I run a caravan park too, man.
How many caravan parks are around here?
There's a lot of them, big fella.
Who's better, yours or Floss's?
Well, they're both pretty good.
Oh, there we go. Well done. And another quiz. Well done, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Make sure the mics aren't ever turned on during songs.
Quite aware of that.
Otherwise, he might never work again.
Oh, Jimmy boy, this came across my desk, and I love this. I can't believe it, and I love a good scam, all right?
Yes.
Have a listen to this, Jim.
Yes.
Police in India have had to shut down a cricket league in India that saw 21 farm labourers and kids, farmers, Jim, masquerading as a professional cricket player.
Why, how could they have been?
Well, they had Indian Premier League shirts on, right. So they had the Chennai Super Kings shirts,
tops, yep.
The Mumbai Indians,
yes.
The Titans,
yes.
They were paid $5 a game. They went out to a little farmland, cool. And
it's like a strip of carpet they're playing on.
They hired a field, they mowed the pitch, which is carpet. They set up five HD cameras,
yes.
Designed graphics, and downloaded crowd noise from the internet.
They even found a commentator who sounded like Harsha Bogle.
Exactly.
Who's the voice of cricket in India.
And he actually got onto it and he said, I can't stop laughing. You must hear this commentator. Umpires were telling the players whether to score runs or get out depending on instructions they were given on walkie-talkies. So they've got walkie-talkies
so
on the umpires.
Why were they doing all this?
It went on for 2 weeks, Jim. Mm-hmm. They actually got to the knockout quarter final. It went on for 2 weeks. They were Indian farmers out the middle of this farm. They were trying to get the Russian gamblers. They hooked them in. They fooled the Russian gamblers. So they were betting on this Indian Premier League. They thought it was the IPL. Because these farmers were
can't
playing a game
that
of cricket.
Stupid, surely.
It went for 2 weeks.
No.
So they've been all arrested and things like that. It went on for 2 weeks, but they hired cameras. What about that? They've got design, graphics, downloaded crowd noise, and had a commentator.
No way.
Oh, that is fantastic. So I'll put my head together.
You put your head together.
Not properly.
With what?
A screwdriver. And I've come up with a magnificent topic, Jim. You ready for it? Mm-hmm. Hence. What ridiculous scam have you fallen for?
Oh,
it's got to be ridiculous.
Yes.
Like Indian farmers playing cricket and,
that
the
is
Russian,
ridiculous.
And the Russian punters.
I think even Russians would realise that's not
proper
cricket.
Don't know cricket, do they? They'd have no idea. They just want to have a bet.
You'd expect you'd look at that and realise that wasn't real.
But they have no idea about cricket and how good cricket
is. All right.
And the IPL.
What ridiculous scam have you been,
sucked into.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I was thinking, Jim, and then I got your head together and the lovely Jillies. Good scam, this one, Jim, over in India. 21 former farm labourers and farmers and kids, and they had their own IPL. So they hired a ground, they set up five HD cameras, designed graphics and downloaded crowd noise, and it was on the internet, and the Russians fell for it and started betting on it. And it went for 2 weeks, Jim. That's a good scam.
So they had people masquerading as cricketers.
Well, they did, and then the umpires had walkie-talkies, and they said, you've got to go out this ball. And they did.
The Aussies masquerated as a decent cricket.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with it.
Yes, now, they all 133 53,
yes.
What's the question you're asking?
So the question is, what ridiculous, has to be ridiculous, scam have you fallen for?
All right, Andrew's out there. Doreen, Andy.
Andy's in Doreen.
G'day, how are you?
G'day, what happened, Andy?
I actually didn't fall for this one. This is one I created in, I think it was grade 3 or 4.
Yeah.
The local sausage sizzle was put on by the Mothers Club at school, and Dad used to be in the Lions Club, so I noticed he had some Admit One tickets in the garage, and they're exactly the same as the sausage sizzle tickets. So I took a few reels to school and see what colour they were using that week, and had 3 sausages the first week, and the second week I thought, I'll probably make a bit of money out of this, so I started taking a couple of tickets back and said, I want a refund, I don't want the sausages anymore, and did that for a while.
Well,
I took it one step further and I thought, maybe I could start selling them. The Mother's Club sold them for 30 cents, I was popping them off for 20 cents.
Undercutting them.
That's good.
I started making a bit of a killing, and the Mother's Club were wondering why they were starting to roll to the loft. So assistant principal was sort of watching me and watching what was going on, and I got busted, and Dad was called into the office of the principal, and they said what they had to say, and Dad's come out in the car, and he goes, look, I should be mad of you, but he goes, I'm bloody proud of you.
Oh, no.
Good on you, Dad.
Stay there, Andy. A Linden. Hoppers Crossing, Linden.
A Linden.
Skinny, fat, Rabsy, how you going, boys?
Good. What are you up to, Linden?
Now, I'm on my way home from work, Bill. What about you, buddy? What are you up to right now?
Well, I'll
working
just
on the joke?
No, I am. Thank you, Linden, yes. What scam have you got for us?
Right, I got a good one for you, boys. I was in Hong Kong a little while back there. Old mate selling CDs off the side of the road on a blanket there. Mm-hmm. I rocked up there with me discman, made him play the CD, so I didn't think he was selling me blanks, as you do, you know what I mean? Played the song, next one. Played the song, next one. Got back to me apartment. Old mate had only put one song in each CD, didn't he?
Yeah. I like it.
Hey, Lyndon.
Yeah, what do you got, Bill?
Sucked in.
Paul is in Bendigo. Hello, Paul.
Oh, Bendigo.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good. Have someone up there on Friday.
Mate. Wander up to Bendigo. I am Paul. I'll catch up with you.
All right, Bill. Any pub, mate, I'll be there.
Any pub.
Mate, what 20-odd years ago as uni students, mate, we're on the Terps. We're looking for get-rich-quick schemes, so we start ringing the restaurants up, telling them we can supply them with yabbies. Ooh. Right? Gave a ridiculous price on them. We were flat out, mate. It took off like it was unbelievable. And we about 6 months we did it, and we had to wrap it up because we didn't have any dams in Bendigo left that we could raid.
Oh. So you're just roading with the net, the dams, and selling the yabbies. How good. Well done.
Yeah, mate, you get out there, you take the star, pick it out, and you run through with the net.
That's it, Jim. I used to do
I've
that.
Heard about it, yeah. Bill. And
me
and
Palmer,
the farmers aren't happy.
Me and Palmer Bryce used to do that suddenly in Drury.
Suddenly their dam's been raided. Trav Beveridge. Hello, Trav.
Trav.
Hey, so years ago, boys, I was lead singer of the Matchbox 20 tribute show. And
Rob Thomas.
So, yeah, a bit of Rob. And anyway, we had a Bucks night across the road from Maxine's in Sydney Road. I'm sure Bill knows that one.
The Maxine's.
And by the end of the night, we finished at our venue. We're going across, and one of my Samoan mates goes, oh, why don't we try and get you in as Rob Thomas? I'm like, oh, see how we go. We got the entourage anyway. You had the sunnies on. He goes ahead, goes up to the booth. Oh, I've got Rob Thomas here, and he wants to keep it quiet. Do you mind if we come in? They're like, yeah, no worries. Come in. We're getting free drinks, shots, lap dances, everything for free. Anyway, a bloke come over about 2 hours later, and he's like, oh, you know, great to have you. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Look, I appreciate the fact you guys are keeping it quiet, you know. So I put down the whole accent. He goes, well, just wondering if you could get up and do a song. I was munted by this stage. I couldn't even remember the words to bloody the song Push that everyone knows. And we got bloody found out and kicked out.
But you've had a good night.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we bloody oath we did.
Well done, Trev.
All right.
Good.
And Paul Yarra Junction, Bill.
Paulie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Oh, great. I've riveting radio, by the way, Billy. This has gone really successful.
Shut up. We've had about 8 calls and it's actually good.
Just a quick one. I've been getting ripped off the last 7 years. I've been getting promised a joke at the end of every
show. There we are.
Hasn't even got a sponsorship anymore. What's going on there, Bill? In the world of Google and the websites and all that sort of stuff, you could find something humorous, but no, you still cannot do it.
Well, you wait for today.
We got Todd from Bowen.
Paulie, you wait for the end of this show.
Yeah, actually, don't listen today.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym. It was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kill.
Shebang.
We sent Bill up to Sydney on a mission.
Oh, what are we about to hear?
Well, this is thanks to our good friends at PointsBet, Jim. I must throw them in because Daisy and I went up. We're ambassadors there, and so is the Big Shaq. Mm. He's a PointsBet ambassador. Right. And it was really well done. It was a great setup. The Opera House, Sydney Opera House, was right there. So I love the venue.
Yes.
But let me tell you, huge man. We
Big
all know
man.
That. But when you actually meet him, I was sitting down interviewing him, which you'll hear very shortly, but he stood up for a photo. I took young Slapsy up, Maxie up. Just couldn't believe how big he is. Hands,
like 217 everything. Centimetres or something stupid like that.
And we had trackies, shitty old trackies on and slippers.
Well, hello, Bill.
But very accommodating. Every interview, engaging, smile, yeah. He'd have a laugh. He was very accommodating.
I'm interested in this interview.
Exactly. And there were superstars everywhere. But this is the interview of the year. Right. And, of course, just remember, if it doesn't go that well, this is his last Australian interview, Jim. So he wanted to, he'd had enough.
I
was 10 minutes down to 4 minutes, so I was a bit rushed.
Right.
But this is it. Billy and the Shaq. Righto, Shaq. Billy Brownless here, Triple M Melbourne. Now, I'm hungover. You know why I'm hungover, Shaq?
Why are you hungover?
I went to Sar City last night, the casino, and you were DJing. DJ Diesel was in the house. He didn't come on to 1:30, mate.
Well, that's the time they gave me, sir. It's not my fault, sir.
It's a late night.
It is, very late night.
How'd you go? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoy it. I enjoy Australia. I've been coming in. Well, last time I was here was in 93. The people have been very hospitable. Started off in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I ended up in Sydney, and the same thing. I love Australian people. Love how tough you guys are. Rugby and AFL is the second hardest thing to do in the world besides UFC.
Yeah.
So I respect the toughness. I respect the grit. Mm. And you guys should be proud of the athletes that you have produced. You guys have came in the NBA, not played good, played great, played well. Luke Longley, champion, Vital Park. Patty Mills, one of the greatest shooters in the
Andrew
game.
Andrew Gaze, Gazy.
Gazy and my favorite, Shane the Hammer Hill.
Oh, he was a good yapper, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, 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 no, he was. He was.
Could you have played Aussie rules, do you reckon?
I probably could have, but I would have been a player that, because I don't like to follow rules. For example, if you're running and this fella's trying to attack you, I would knock his teeth out so you can score. I know I get penalized and get suspended, but, you know, the people would know the Black Kangaroo, because that would be my nickname.
Wouldn't that be it?
Yep, the Black Kangaroo.
I played. I was a very good player. Yes. I wasn't that good. I used to get goals. Loved it.
Good.
But don't you love that? The crowd, that's something you miss, I reckon, being a sports person and then not playing in front of crowds.
Yeah, you know, the crowd gives me that adrenaline that I been missing since 2011.
Yeah.
That's actually why I DJ. You get the crowds, you know, they pumped up. Yep. I always took pride in that if someone pays money to watch you perform, you got to give them a great show.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the L.A. Lakers ring
there?
Yes,
yes.
What's that worth, Shaq?
Well, this is not one of mine. This is the one that LeBron won. Because if you look at this ring right here, you can take it off, and it shows all the retired jerseys on the inside.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah, so that's that's their ring. So LeBron gave me this ring right here.
How good. Yep. Well done. Hey, mate, we got our finals coming up. Did you used to have a ban or a curfew during
finals?
No,
never. I used to party my tail off, and the reason why is sometimes you got to step away from basketball and come back. I party super responsibly. I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No, I don't drink at all. So I can stay out to 2, 3. Because, see, 2, 3, right, 6 hours of sleep, shoot around is at 10. Then I take that powerful nap.
Yeah.
That from like 12 to 4, that's when I'm 40 points. 40 points. 40 points. 20. Like, I'm thinking, dreaming about what I'm going to do. Yeah. Then when I wake up angry.
Angry.
And I'm riding to the car, and I'm just looking for stuff to make me mad.
Did you have superstitions?
So I had to drive the same way. Hot shower, followed by a cold shower, to where I take 10. I go, 10 times. I have to take it for 10 breaths and then turn it off.
Hey, did I read that you want to be a nice guy? That's what your mum told you to be?
No, I said when it's all said and done and I'm no longer on this earth, I just want people to say Shaq was a nice guy.
Yeah.
We put too much emphasis on Shaq had the biggest boat in Australia. Shaq has 50 cars.
Yeah.
He owns this. Yeah. None of that matters. It really doesn't.
Your favorite place in Melbourne? Someone told me you like to go down to Kittens.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Meow.
You're on Instagram. Are you a doctor? Dr. Shaq.
Yes, I have a PhD in education.
Feeding him.
Yes.
So you're a sportsman, but you're actually a smart sportsman. There's not many of them around, Shaq.
That's what they say.
Hey, mate, looking forward to this. I'll wrap it up now. I needed Sweet Caroline last night. That's my favourite song.
I can tell.
Sweet Caroline. Righto. This is Billy. Billy reporting for Triple M. And, of course, I'm a points bet ambassador too, my friend.
Okay, that's awesome.
Are you a punter?
What's a punter, sir?
A bet. You have a bet. You punt.
Oh, yes, I bet. Yes, yes. You know what? That's the second word I learned while I'm in Australia. First one is jumper.
Jumper.
Yeah, like that's a nice looking jumper. You got on. Now am I a punter? Yes.
Punter.
I am a punter.
And you're back pike in the last.
Yes, yes, I've been pike in the last.
Hey, good on you, mate. I'll let you go. You've had a big
thank you, mate.
Thanks for the chat.
No problem.
Thanks, Shaq.
All right, thank you.
All right, here are my takeouts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some.
I played.
Yes.
How embarrassing is it you need to tell someone who couldn't give a stuff that you played?
Didn't give me a lot.
Even after you said it, he didn't care.
Didn't give
Secondly, he had no idea who Gazy was.
No
clue.
Yeah, no,
he's
gone he
Gazy and he's given it the Gazy. Yeah. No idea. Yeah. But this is what happened when Bill got up and left. I didn't realise he took family members with him.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the chat.
No problem.
Thanks, Shaq.
All right, thank you.
Okay, quick. Yeah, can I just get my son? This is my son here. Yeah, Max. Yeah.
He's got hair, mate. Actually, just jump in the back here.
Got hair.
Oh, no.
Here we go, boys.
So he's had 45 interviews in a row. All he wants to do is leave.
Yep.
Bill's held him up so they can have a selfie with his son.
Slapsy. I tell you what I took out of it. You learned a lot in that interview.
No.
He didn't know punter and jumper, those words.
No,
he was a doctor.
Yep.
He's a doctor, Jim. Yeah. He doesn't drink.
We heard all that.
He likes kittens. Yeah. If he played footy, he'd be called the Black Kangaroo. And he likes Sweet Caroline. Yeah. There's a lot out of that.
I learned
we can
nothing.
Take a lot out of that.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long, Jim? Because then it'd be a foot. Now.
So you said to me, make sure when I say something to you.
Well, hang on. That was an entree. Hang on. Jim.
What?
Don't say it yet. I got fired today for downloading porn on the work computer and causing everything to crash.
Sounds a bit harsh.
Mm. They don't mess around at the air traffic control.
Oh, my God. I can't do it. I seriously can't do this anymore. Look at him. He's even turning his back.
They don't mess
you
around.
You even know how bad that is, don't you?
Well, crash and then it's at the air traffic control.
I get
control.
The joke bit of it.
I don't know if you
but
get
it. It's just not funny.
Look,
you turned your back.
I'm
that's
not sure
how bad
about it,
you know
but
that
the
is.
The judge over here is giggling away like a little giggler.
That's because he's got half a brain. You even turned around and faced the girls.
Well,
you knew how bad that was.
Sometimes you know when you haven't played well, but you do contribute. You do contribute, and I'm a contributor. Rabsy?
I cannot do this for much
hit
longer.
It, Rabs.
Cannot do this anymore.
God, he's on now.
Oh, God, he's on.
Full moon.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR.